In Baghdad today, U.S. troops arrested suspected resistance leaders and confiscated weapons. But the bulk of U.S. military operations are now focused on the Iraqi towns that form a crescent north and west of the capital. 45 U.S. soldiers have been killed in Iraq in the days since the president declared an end to major combat. In response, U.S. troops have launched an aggressive military campaign called Desert Scorpion, targeting supporters of Saddam Hussein who are believed to be coordinating armed resistance. At the same time, the U.S. is operating high-profile aid projects for Iraqi civilians. NPR's Deborah Amos is in the Iraqi capital. Deborah, what can you tell us about these military operations?
Well, there have been two, as you talked about, Operation Desert Scorpion, and the other one has been Operation Peninsula Strike. That was completed on Saturday. The military has been very short on specific places, so to find out what's going on, you have to go town to town. And what you see as soon as you get out of the city is there is a heavy military presence, and there's also a higher number of checkpoints than we have ever seen before. The deadline for Iraqis to turn in heavy weapons passed 2 days ago, and that policy has been a failure. The turnout rate has been very light, so U.S. troops are now, in addition to the operations, are looking for guns, they're stopping cars, and they're raiding houses. This is all part of the same operations.
Deborah, these two separate operations, how effective are they?
Well, both of them are different than what they've been doing in the past. They're using intelligence, and so troops are targeting armed supporters of Saddam Hussein, remnants of the Ba'ath Party, Islamicists who they believe are fighting them, and even fighters from outside the country. They are asking the locals to point out who they think the opposition is. Now, the risk of this policy is when they get it wrong. In some cases, they are sweeping up people who, it appears, have nothing to do with the resistance. We were in the town of Fallujah today. It's northwest of Baghdad. There was a dawn raid a couple of days ago, and there were some truck drivers who were rousted out of a sound sleep. They had no weapons. And people in Fallujah complain that the soldiers break down their doors, hold them for days, and ask them if they know where Ba'ath Party members are. So it angers people. At the same time, we saw them building a soccer field. U.S. soldiers were clearing a field. They have been giving medicine to clinics that need it. They have been bringing in extra aid in that town. But people are suspicious of their intentions because of the roughness of the treatment. So there's a risk, there's a downside to this, even though they are catching some of the people who are involved in the armed resistance.
Deborah, over the past few days, there have been lots of conflicting reports out of Iraq about where these battles are taking place and how many anti-U.S. forces have been killed. Is a clear picture now starting to emerge and what's actually happened in some of those skirmishes?
There's really no clear picture. As I said, you have to go town to town, and you have to go ask people what has happened in each one of these towns. There is no doubt that there is an armed resistance. There's no doubt, for example, in Fallujah, soldiers will tell you that as soon as it gets dark, they are targets. So I think that it is very hard to get a clear picture of who exactly this resistance is. The U.S. military says that it is organized, but it appears to be in pockets in each one of these towns. It is also possible that people are coming in from other towns with the intention of having the U.S. military fight them, kill civilians, stir up the population. At the same time, there are sabotage attacks on the oil fields, on the electric lines. People are taking copper off of them. So every time the U.S. administrators and the army here tries to do something good for the population, they are undermined by saboteurs as well as the armed resistance.
NPR's Deborah Amos reporting from Baghdad. Thank you very much, Deborah.
Thanks, Michelle.